Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton is still one of the hottest tickets on Broadway.
I'm a diamond in the rough, a shiny piece of coal, trying to reach my goal, my power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get cold, I shoulder every burden.
But its fabulous doppelganger is about to end its run.
On a roll, but sometimes I screech notes unreachable. When I was 19, but my throat was much older. These New York critics get colder. I shoulder every burden, but now
Spamilton is the parody from playwright and satirist Gerard Alessandrini, who also created the award-winning parody review Forbidden Broadway, which ran almost uninterrupted in New York for 25 years. Spamilton takes on the truth that, especially when it first started, Hamilton left no oxygen in the room for other shows. It parodies Hamilton's best-known actors, including, of course, creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, but it also adds scenes from Book of Mormon and a Barbra Streisand impersonator. It was such a hit it moved from off-Broadway to the 47th Street Theater, but it has to close to make way for another production. The producers are planning a U.S. tour. Last year, we sat down with Gerard Alessandrini before a performance off-Broadway at the Tiny Triad Theater. So, Gerard, how many other playwrights, producers have come up to you and said, why didn't I think of that?
A few, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, said, surprised I didn't think of that, because he's a smart guy. And he could have written the parody himself, I'm sure, if he wanted to. A lot of the ideas in Spamilton, spoofing Hamilton, are very obvious. It's just hopefully we've done them well.
Well, and yes, you have, according to the many extensions you keep getting. Why? I mean, what was your light bulb?
Well, you know, I had done Forbidden Broadway for many years, a show that spoofed Broadway shows, new and old and current and past. And by the way,
let's go there for a second. What was that thought process taking beloved plays into parody?
Well, parody is nothing new. That's been going on for centuries. So it was just, I guess I just came up with the idea of doing all Broadway musicals, all Broadway shows, all the time.
So what might be some examples of how you might spoof other shows in Forbidden Broadway?
Well, there were different levels to do it. You could spoof The Star, which was always fun, especially in the beginning, because there were a lot of stars on Broadway. That was even the era when Yul Brynner was still doing The King and I and Rex Harrison. There were new stars like Patti LuPone. The movie of Evita, she wasn't going to get to do it. Don't Cry for Me, Barbra Streisand, because back then there was rumors that Barbra Streisand was going to do it.
Don't cry for me, Barbra Streisand. The truth is,
Patti LuPone is actually a favorite spoof. Then I would do the shows. I would like spoof a whole show, like Les Miserables. It became More Miserables. We would do a medley of numbers from them. Instead of God on High, it was God is High, the song's too high, bring it down. Those were some.
They were singing higher and higher and higher.
Right. And then there was also the fantasy spoofs of when we'd put like one season Cabaret and a revival of The Sound of Music were on Broadway at the same time. And if you know, they're both taking place basically in the same era, in the same place, right? So I put them together.
The cabaret is slightly overrated. The times have changed and Sound of Music's dated.
You know, I basically had dedicated my life to doing it. So when Hamilton came along, I thought, well, gee, this is the biggest hit show that I've experienced in New York since I've been here. Well, if I spoofed Broadway shows for 25 years, I better get busy and spoof Hamilton. Now, Hamilton provided a little different type of parody because it's such a phenomenon, and people immediately started learning the songs, knowing them. So I was just at the bank, an hour ago, and a little... He must have been three at the most, maybe two and a half. Boy came in, so cute, and he was singing, "Look around, look around." He was singing the whole song. So that helps us because if people know the lyrics, what I do is change the lyrics, you know, turn them inside out, mangle the song. So the more you know the song, the funnier it is.
So here you are, perfectly primed for Hamilton. Everything was, it sounds like, was leading up to this moment. So what jumped out at you from Hamilton where you said, we have to go after that?
My shot. That song. And because that's the one, when you see the show, you think, oh my God, Broadway's back, because it's exciting. It's clear what the leading character wants.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
Lin-Manuel was singing it as Hamilton. As Hamilton, he's just come to New York. He wants to put his ideas across. He meets other people who are interested in the American Revolution, and he's very succinct about what he wants and how he's driven to do it. It does the work of a charm song that you'd find in a Rodgers and Hammerstein show. And I thought, well, it really shouldn't be about Hamilton. It should be about Lin-Manuel Miranda. So he sings, I'm not going to let Broadway rot.
I am not going to let Broadway rot. I am not going to let Broadway rot. Hey, yo, I'm just like a savior with Beyonce behavior, and I love being a hot big shot. We're really, really hot.
So I thought, oh, okay, then the story has to be how Lin-Manuel arrives at putting this new type of musical theater together.
So he's come to see it twice.
Lin-Manuel has come to see the show, yes. I think he liked it.
Reports were that he was laughing so hard that he was disturbing people around him.
I don't think he was disturbing anybody. Maybe his presence was disturbing. He came with Tom Keel, the fabulous director that directed that show. And he came with Alex Lacamoire, who did the vocal arrangements, which are also outstanding and very, very advanced for what Broadway usually gives you. They stayed after the show, and he talked to the cast. He tweeted that he laughed until his brains came out or something like that. Then he came back a few weeks ago with his family, with his wife and his in-laws.
This is quite a compliment.
Yes, I think it is. Well, you know, I had asked him for some suggestions how to sharpen the show, because we were in previews the first time he came. They suggested moving some numbers. One number they thought was sort of a miss, so I rewrote it. I mean, it's amazing. I just saw the show a few weeks ago, and I felt kind of bad because it's so well written, and I've just mangled the songs to death. On some level, it must be wonderful, but on another level, it must be awful for him to sit there and hear what we did to the songs.
Or to the plot, because, for instance, you have President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama going to sleep listening to a recording of the Hamilton sound.
It's your choice, Hamilton, Hamlet, or Ham.
In New York.
New York. Just you wait.
Lin-Manuel is Hamilton.
He's the Hammond's Hamilton.
What's that about?
Well, as any good Democrat might know, John F. Kennedy evidently went to the sleep listening to the cast album of Camelot, which was a hit show in its day, a lovely show. And now we call that era of Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy the Camelot era. And I know that the Obamas loved Hamilton, so I thought, wouldn't it be nice to fantasize that they do like the Kennedys did, that they go to sleep listening to the cast album of Hamilton.
So one of the songs from Hamilton that you spoof is The Room Where It Happens. You've changed it to I Want to Be in the Film When It Happens.
That's the one that Lin-Manuel said to me, I wish I thought of that. I thought that was obvious because Barbara Streisand gave out the award for Best Musical for the Tonys this year. She came out in her revolutionary garb.
Thank God I picked the right outfit. The Tony goes to Hamilton.
I thought for a minute that's exactly what she was going to say. I want to be in the film where it happens. So
the big finale, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, becomes Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Cries. Because everybody does, right?
Right. It's his wife, you know, telling about how the legacy is carried on and what she did afterwards. Of course, I've exaggerated points, but there are real lines there. Like, you know, I built the first orphanage in New York City, and we just exaggerated them slightly. I don't want to give it away, but...
Well, no, I mean, the fact that you have lines from Hamilton and you have the music, although completely, as you said, mangled, it's getting great reviews. But do you think people are also coming because, hey, we can't see Hamilton, we can't afford it, we'll go see Spamilton?
Yeah, I think maybe they are.
My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done.
You're obviously someone who loves theater.
Yes.
What does it do for you when a show like this does come along and, you know, people who are involved with theater just get gobsmacked? Like, look at that, you know?
Well, Hamilton, I mean, it just made me rejoice. Because I really felt from spoofing Broadway shows for so many years that it was like a dead art. I mean, there were wonderful revivals of shows that we've all loved for many decades. There were jukebox musicals that brought back music from eras. They were entertaining themselves, but they weren't real theater. They weren't presenting any new ideas. And I miss that. You know, I grew up, you know, with Sondheim and, you know, in the 70s when you'd go see shows, I was a young boy. And every show, not just Sondheim, had a new way of presenting songs in the story. Even Annie and Grease and Chorus Line. And you never knew what you were going to get. It was always a surprise. And so I'm very grateful to the creators of Hamilton, and I was thrilled that Hamilton came along. I can't say that rap was my cup of tea, but it's just great that they found a new way to present musical theater with a new type of music.
What you're saying is, this is your gift to Lin-Manuel Miranda, mangling his songs.
I don't know. I was sitting in that theater watching Hamilton last week feeling very guilty. Grateful that he hasn't come down on me, but he must have a big heart. And somebody's laughing, and that makes me feel good.
Bird, check what we got. Dubby Diggs, my pet, hard rock like Lancelot.
Gerard Alessandrini backstage at his then off-Broadway show, Spamilton. That show ends its Broadway run in January, but keep an eye out for the U.S. tour. You're listening to Here and Now.